Let's hear a little bit about your 42-year-old man, because another issue, and again, I think this is really important for general medical oncologists to know about, is IDH inhibition.
Okay.
And you have this 42-year-old man, so let's hear about him.
So this is a very unfortunate gentleman. He's sort of really a good deeder. He's a 42-year-old gentleman. He started his own business. He inherited from his father. He's major comorbidity prior to his diagnosis of his leukemia was really having only one kidney. And the reason he did only one kidney is he donated it to his father, actually. So he comes in and he had presented with some groin swelling and had gotten bigger and bigger. He'd gotten some antibiotics for it. Didn't get better. It was in his left groin. So he finally was referred by his primary care doctor to a surgeon to have a biopsy. And incidentally, his primary care doctor also drew some lab work. So the lab work came back showing about 10 or 20% peripheral blasts in his blood work around the same time that the surgeon had biopsied the inguinal mass and had found that it represented a myeloid sarcoma or extramedullary AML. So he was referred to our service. We repeated a bone marrow, evaluated the blast. He had what we would call a favorable cytogenetic profile with a translocation 821, but unfortunately, his disease was characterized by additional cytogenetic abnormalities as well as a very aberrant molecular profile. He had not only the RUNX1, but he also had evidence of a IDH2 mutation. So we had tried to treat him. He was young. He was healthy. We went ahead and gave him conventional high-dose chemotherapy with 7+3. We added gemtuzumab because his cells expressed CD33 and he did have a translocation 821. He went into remission and he went on to get a couple cycles of consolidation. There was some debate about, given, you know, various pros and cons, whether he should go to an allogeneic transplant. We were in the middle of considering that when he relapsed. And at the time of relapse, we gave him the venetoclax HMA therapy that we were just discussing as a salvage regimen, and that managed to decrease his disease that was in his bone marrow, but unfortunately still had some evidence of leukemia remaining. At this point, his disease is characterized by the IDH2 mutation. We went back to our pharmacy and we've started him on therapy with an IDH2 inhibitor to try to keep the disease in check while we pursue the logistics of potentially an allogeneic stem cell transplantation for him.